singer, songwriter, actor, legend Kris Kristofferson has died at the age of 88. Hits like Me and Bobby McGee, Help Me Make It Through the Night, songs covered by everyone from Janis Joplin to Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley. He duetted with Dolly Parton, he starred with Barbara Streisand in A Star Is Born, winning a Golden Globe, and he was strikingly handsome. Let's have a listen.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft upon my skin. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico,
and there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as it sounds on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down.
Nearly six decades, I think, of music and activism from Kris Kristofferson. Steve Futterman, good morning to you. His was a life well lived, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was. And it was a struggle at times. I mean, listen to some of those lyrics. I mean, the song Sunday Morning Coming Down is a story about what he lived through when he was battling alcohol, talking about having beers for breakfast, and he liked it so much, I'll have one more. And the line he has that you just heard him say, on the sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down. He was a poet who matched his words with melodies to create songs that often describe the struggles and despair of simple living. And I think many of his songs depicted that. You know, early on, he was primarily a songwriter. He did sing, but his songs were basically covered and made hits by other stars. That song, Help Me Make It Through the Night, that was a big hit for the country star Sammy Smith. And of course, Janis Joplin's final hit was Me and Bobby McGee. But, you know, once he became the center stage, the key person, both in writing and singing, he just became a phenomenon and was so respected, so admired, and very popular.
And reflect for me a minute on his backstory, how he came to prominence. And his, along with the songwriting, along with the acting, he was an activist and he campaigned strongly against Ronald Reagan in Central America.
Oh, yes. He was very much involved in the Contras, the Contra controversy. And he grew up in the, you know, we think of him with that Southern style. He was born in Texas, but grew up mostly in Northern California, liberal San Francisco Bay Area. But he loved to write. He got scholarships for literature. He was actually going to teach literature at one of the U.S. military academies and then decided not to do that. He was very well educated, got a Rhodes Scholarship, but it was writing that drew him to, it was his love, it was his calling. And he talked about what he lived through, and I think that's what made him so popular. He was telling stories about truth. It wasn't like a fictional story. It was his truth. It was him telling it, and he told it perfectly.
And just one brief one I want you to tell us about before I go to Brian Lally to talk some more about his songs. His support for Sinead O'Connor when she tore up that picture of the Pope in Madison Square Gardens back in 1992?
Yeah, 1992. It was actually on Saturday Night Live. She was on that show, very popular weekend show here in the U.S., and she tore up the picture of Pope John Paul II. Obviously, not a surprise. There was lots of anti-Sinead O'Connor reaction, and she was at a concert several weeks later, a Bob Dylan tribute concert at Madison Square Garden, was booed, and he came to her defense. He said to her, don't let the expletive, get you down. He said to the audience that he respected her for what she did. He said she was courageous. I don't know if he necessarily said he agreed with what she did, but he talked about the freedom of expressing oneself. And that's what a songwriter does, and that's what she was doing.
Steve, we'll let you go, and thank you very much, Steve Futterman. Brian Lally, delighted to have you with us as well, presenter of Country Time, of course, here on RT Radio 1, and also a radio producer. Will you reflect for me, Brian, on the man and his music?
Well, just off the back of Steve there, Mary, I think if you do one thing today, go to your streamer and listen to the song Sister Sinead, which Christofferson actually wrote about Sinead O'Connor following that incident. And it's a tender little thing of maybe two and a half minutes. And it's just a beautiful solo guitar, and it's a ballad, and it's absolutely beautiful. I think of the songs. I'm thinking today of albums like the Me and Bobby McGee album and the Silver Tongue Devil album, which I first came across 50 years ago in my sister's record collection. And she was the first, she was the inspiration for my love of good country music, because there was a lot of bad country music around at the time. And I listened to the Silver Tongue Devil in those times. And I listened to a song like To Beat the Devil, which he wrote about Johnny Cash, about coming across, as he said, a great and wasted friend of mine, writing about Johnny Cash when he hit the bad times. So he wrote about bad times of his own, and he wrote about bad times of other people. Mm. And he wrote about them with equal dexterity. The other thing about him is that Bobby McGee, the inspiration for Bobby McGee was a secretary in Fred Foster's office. And Fred Foster was the head of Monument Records. And just because of the inspiration, Christofferson gave him half the publishing rights. He called it on the record a co-right, just because of that inspiration. And that's the measure of the man. Mm. Extraordinary.
I feel there's a programme coming on here, Brian. It's a pleasure to talk to you, as always.
It's going to be an easy one to do this week, and a difficult one to do, because I'll be looking at that picture of Christofferson signing an autograph for the aforementioned sister, and I'll be thinking of the music for the next couple of days.
We look forward to hearing it. Brian Lally, presenter of Country Time on RT Radio 1, thank you. It's 7 minutes to 9.